This is Jewel Elizabeth reading Look Into My Eyes by Ruby Redford. Chapter 1. You can never be completely sure what might happen next. Ruby Redford was perched on a high stool in the front of the bathroom window, her binoculars trained on a cake delivery truck that had been parked on Cedarwood Drive for precisely 21 minutes. So far, no one had emerged from the truck with so much as a blueberry muffin. Ruby gurgled down the last dregs of her banana milk and made a note in the little yellow notebook which lay in her lap. She had 622 of these yellow notebooks, all but one was stashed under her bedroom floorboards. Though she had taken up this hobby 9 years ago, no one, not even her best friend Clancy, had read a single word she had ever written. Much of what Ruby observed seemed pretty mundane, but even the mundane can tell a story. Rule 16. Ruby also kept a pea-green notebook, dog-eared and smelling of bubblegum, and it was in this that she listed her Ruby rules. There were 79 so far. Rule 1. You can never be completely sure what might happen next. A truth no one could argue with. Ruby was a petite girl, small for her years, at first glance a very ordinary-looking kid. There was nothing particular to work her out. That is, nothing until you looked a little longer. Then you would begin to see that her eyes were ever so slightly different shades of green. When they looked at you, it was somehow hard to remember the point you were arguing. And when she smiled, she revealed small, doll-like teeth, which somehow made it impossible to consider her anything other than a cute little kid. But the most striking thing about Ruby Redford was that when you met her, you felt a strong need for her to like you. The bathroom phone rang. Lazily, Ruby reached out and groped for the receiver. Brandy's Wig Salon, hair today, gone tomorrow. Hi, Rube, came back the voice on the other end. It was Clancy Crew. So, Clance, what gives? Not a whole lot, actually. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? Boredom, yawned Clancy. So why don't you get yourself over here, bozo? Well, I would, you know, Rube, but my dad wants me to stay here and be at home when all the kids come over tonight for the big party. This is Jewel Elizabeth,